On behalf of my parents, Ozayin Gazont, the Rosenfeld and the Wilkes family, I want to extend a tremendous Yashar Koyach to both Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita and Rabbi Eliezer Ginsberg Shlita. I want to extend a tremendous Yashar Koyach to Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita and Rabbi Eliezer Ginsberg Shlita and to their two respective Kilas HaKodesh for hosting and organizing tonight's Siyum and Askara L'Zecher Nishmas, my brother, Avraham Moshe Mordechai ben Adasa. I also want to give a special Yashar Koyach to all the friends and family who came from both far and near to participate and give cover to Rabbi Avraham, or as we affectionately call him, Avrami, on the occasion of his Shlishim. It's very hard for me to internalize my feelings on this day of Shlishim and to come to terms with the loss of my brother Avrami. I think that David HaMelech put my thoughts in perspective when he wrote about the loss of his very good and dear and dedicated friend, Yonason. He wrote, Tzar li alecha achi, na'am t'li miyait. Tzar li alecha achi. It's very hard and difficult to me to lose my brother. Na'am t'li miyait. He had a special nemus, a special sweetness and pleasantness to me. I feel Avrami not only had a special impact on me, but had a special impact on all those who are privileged to know him. He had a special meimus to him. His whole hanhaga, his midas tivus, his anava, his whole unassuming manner, the way he treated people, how considerate he was and how thoughtful he was to everybody. He sometimes would ask me for like the smallest thing and would apologize 10 times about it. He had such a ne'imus to his whole being. It radiated from us, from him, and it was an inspiration both to me and I believe to everyone who knew him. My brother Avraham Moshe Mordechai was named after 3 of his zaydas. His name Avram, each one of his zaydas was a gvaldiga tamach chacham. And each one had a special kayach, be it an entire avodah gnos chasadim. His name Avram was after the Pittsburgh Rav, with the Rami Nam and Zilberberg Zechatzad Lebracha. He was the mechaber of many svarim. He was zeichah during his lifetime to write 10 svarim. Many of them were written during the darkest period of Klal Yisrael, World War II. He writes in his Dakdamos, many people asked him, why in a period of such a period of Klal Yisrael, when thousands of people are being slaughtered by the day, why is he spending his time writing Kiddushei Torah? Who's going to be around to learn them? And he answered that it's only the schus of Torah, of limud Torah and arbatzus Torah, that Klal Yisrael could have a kiyum. My brother Avrami continued in his heiliger zaydus path and spent every available moment of his life learning and steiging in Torah. By him, his job was only a tafel. It was just a hecha timsa of him to make a panasa so that he could get back to his ikar, which was limud Torah. He pushed himself to go to shiurim. He pushed himself to have siddurim, even when he was tired, even when he was ill. He really wasn't up to it. Just continued to push himself to learn more and more and to be kind of more Torah. His name, Moshe, was after his Zayda, Moshe Chaim Palak Zechasat Bubracha. It's my father's maternal Zayda. Moshe Chaim Palak, besides from being a tremendous Talmud Chacham, was an Amud HaChesed in Williamsburg after the war. I don't think anybody could keep track of how many downtrodden Eden who came after the war to America found warmth, shelter, and food in his home. He not only took care of them, he set them up, got them up on their feet, and helped them establish themselves. That in itself was one of the highest levels of Gnos Chassadim that a person could do. My brother Avrami continued maybe in a quieter way, but he continued in the Zaydis path of Chesed, and he was very careful with his Meiser to make sure to give Staka Taniyim to be Mechazik Tamid HaChachamim and Meister Satira and Meister Chesed, all in a very quiet, still way, never getting any covet, any recognition for it. He ran away from covet his whole life. We find in this week's parasha that when the Bnei Yisrael, prior to Bnei Yisrael going and leaving Mitzrayim, we find that the Yidden were busy loading up their chamorim with their rechosh gadol, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was busy searching for Atzmas Yosef. Chazal tell us on the pasuk Chacham Lev Yigach Mitzvahs Zu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was the Chacham Lev. He was busy with mitzvahs of Atzmas Yosef rather than the rechosh gadol. My brother Avrami spent his whole life as a Chacham Lev. He was busy his whole life just trying to get more Torah and more mitzvahs. That was his tafkid. And even when it came to doing mitzvahs, he tried to give cover to others. In the last number of years, my father's Zayin Gezunt and I used to meet Avrami over here in this very room every year, the week before Sukkot, to purchase our Arba Minim. We usually meet a certain time. Avrami was always here first. And by that time, he already had picked out some of the nicest estragon. And rather than put the nicest estragon away for himself, he made sure that both my father and I, his older brother, insisted that we pick out the estragon first. That was his way of giving kavod to others and using an opportunity to do a mitzvah, not only to the mitzvah itself, but to give kavod to others. His name Mordechai was after our Zayda, Heilige Zayda from Cleveland, Mordechai Tzvi Schwartz, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. Mordechai Tzvi Schwartz, besides for being a tremendous Talmud Chacham, was a gadol when it came to Avodah and Tefillah. He wrote many Sfarim, among them the Avodas Talmud and the Shirei Kodesh, which is a collection of beautiful Shiras and Tishbachas that I visited. My brother Avram followed in his ways, and he pushed himself to perfect himself when it came to Avodah. No matter how hard it was for him to walk or how tired he felt, he always pushed himself to come to Minyan, to daven with Kavana, to be here on time, and he was an inspiration to others by doing so. He had a gevaldige emunah b'tachanun in the Eibishter. By him, there was no such thing as anything that the Eibishter did was bad. Everything was always Baruch Hashem. And when it came on the fifth day of Chanukah, so he did the ultimate Aveda, as his pure neshama went up to the Shemayim of the Kavan Hashem. He lived his life by the pasuk Kol Anishama Tehalakah Halulukah. Chazal tell us Kol Anishama Tehalakah B'chol Neshima Neshima. With every single breath, he was always praising Hashem. Whenever I spoke to him, asked him how he was feeling, no matter how bad it was, the situation, his answer was always Baruch Hashem. That's how he lived his life. B'chol Neshima Neshima. He may have had a weak heart physically. That was the gashmiest part of the heart. But the ruchniest part of the heart, when it came to do the Ratzon Hashem, when it came to Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, his heart beat strong and loud. He had a gevaldige simchas achayim. He had an appreciation that every single day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him was a special day and needed to be utilized and maximized to its fullest to do the Ratzon Hashem. Shira and Abigail, your father continued in the path of his parents and his Heilige Zaydis. He set out the path for you and bequeathed to you the Kashroinus to continue his Darach, Atarion Avaida and Gemilas Chasadim. There's no question in our mind, you have the Kaichas and Kashroinus to continue his journey. His feet were very weak and could not always support him. A number of times he stumbled, and at times he fell, even though we know you tried your hardest to clear the path, make sure he had a safe and clear path. Nevertheless, he always got up, brushed himself up, and continued weiter in his quest through the Ratzon Hashem. He lived by the pasuk La'ira Ra Kiyati Imadi. He was never afraid of the dangers and the challenges, no matter how difficult they seemed to overcome. He knew that Hashem was always with him. Shira and Abigail, your father left you giant footsteps to follow. We have no question that you're going to follow them and make him proud. I'd like to end off with a story that my mother used to often retell. It was a childhood story. When I was in P1A, my mother brought Rami along to my P1A play, which I probably only had a minor part. When I got up to, on stage to perform, my brother Avrami got up in the audience and shouted out, that's my brother. He was so proud. Tonight, Avrami, as I think about and reflect about our special relationship and all the Torah Avodah Ma'asim Tovim that you did throughout your life, I'm so proud to say on you, that's my brother. May you be a Melech Yosher, my dear parents, to the entire Mishpacha, to the Wilkes family, to your Abayim, your Chavrei, Chaverim, and all of Klal Yisrael. May you be a good debater to your Eishes Chayot Devara, who went above and beyond what any of us could ever describe or imagine. She was there for you 24/7, 110% plus. Maybe a good debater for her and for Shira and Abigail, who love and adore you so much. May Yischus be Megan on us, and may Yischus help bring about the coming of Mashiach's kingdom.